Food and nutrition experts getting together to help you raise a healthy family. It's time for Family Food Kitchen on Radio MD. Here's your hosts, Ellen Briggs and Carolina Jantak.
When was the last time you cooked something besides baking cookies in the kitchen with your kids? Trusting and teaching your kids to help prepare meals has an astounding behavioral healthy benefits. You're going to be amazed. Here to explain this phenomenon is registered dietitian Diana Rice from Kids Cook Monday. Diana, hi, and I'm so glad you're here with us. What is the number one reason kids should be taught to cook?
Hi, Ellen. Thank you for having me. The number one reason is that it's an essential life skill. It's honestly as important as math or reading. Those skills are going to take you far in your career, and knowing how to cook is going to help you live a long, healthy, productive life. It's something everyone should be able to do.
Well, you know, I think a lot of people are like, what? What do you mean it's a healthy, an essential life skill? I can go to the store and buy something already made. I can go to the fast food restaurant. I don't have to know. In fact, a lot of women don't even cook in the kitchen anymore, contrary to what was originally meant. So perhaps you could help us understand why it's an essential life skill.
Well, research shows that people with cooking skills follow healthier diets as adults. They are less likely to hit the drive-through, come dinner time. They're more likely to include fresh produce and whole grains and all the other foods that we know to be essential parts of nutritious diets in their regular meals. Eating dinner as a family is a big part of that as well. Family dinners tend to be healthier than a dinner that either a parent or a child would just grab from the freezer and eat in front of the TV. So, all these things are working together just in harmony to create, help people with healthy, productive lives if they can work it into their schedules, which we want to help them do.
Well, what is a mom's number one reason to resist doing this? I think I know what it is in my head, but I want to hear what you think it is the number one reason moms don't engage kids into cooking in the kitchen.
I mean, I think it's pretty obvious. It's time, everyone these days is just totally strapped for time, being pulled in a million different directions, especially any working parent comes home, it's super easy to just pull something out of the freezer or drive by the drive-thru on your way home. To just get something on the table and get on with the rest of your evening, because there's a lot of other stuff that needs to happen in your evening, helping kids with homework and getting everyone, bathed and off to sleep. It's a busy time, and that's actually why we advocate for just getting kids in the kitchen on Mondays. It's one day of a week. It's not a huge commitment, but as I said before, you're teaching your kids, an essential skill, just like if you were to help them with their math homework. You can help them learn essential cooking skills.
Carolina, are you there? We've had some, Carolina has some connection issues, so she'll join us in a minute, but I want to pick up on that. Time is the number one issue, but I'm thinking about, and I was thinking about messes. I think moms don't want have to clean up messes in their kitchen. They're far more willing to sign the kids to clean up the mess and do the cooking, and then have the kids do the cleaning, and maybe they have to clean up the mess.
That's important, too, teaching kids responsibility. If you dirtied the dishes by eating off the dinner plate, you should have a role in cleaning them up. But one way that parents can kind of at least minimize the mess is to create a little dedicated cooking area for the kids. Maybe it's somewhere at the dining room table with, a child-friendly cutting board and, a safe knife, like a plastic knife or a butter knife. And that way you kind of control the environment and the kids not running amok in the kitchen, pulling over the bucket of flour or what have you. And they only can really make a mess with the items that you give them to work with on the dining room table.
Oh, so then choosing the recipe is it can be very smartly thought through. So for me, something with flour that means baking, I'm out of there. I personally am out of there, and I don't really, we'll do Christmas cookies with my grandkids from time. I'm not a big baker. I don't want to deal with that mess.
You put that in the same category as you would playing with Play-Doh or something. It's going to be a big production, and if you have time for it on a Saturday afternoon, that's fine. But, most dinner recipes, you know, kidscookmonday.org is full of quick weeknight dinner recipes, and a lot of times it's pasta with some vegetables thrown in. You know, it doesn't have to be a whole ordeal.
All right, so what's a great beginning menu recipe that you recommend to moms who are listening about, okay, I'm going to try this? Because let me just talk about the benefits for one. I mean, obviously relational time with your child is really huge, but it's a math project as well, and it's a craft. So you've got creativity, you've got learning to take directions, and you have to deal with math. And so there are many, many benefits for that child in their brain growth, brain nourishment.
So many. And there's the health benefits as well. Kids who are interacting with healthy foods by cooking them are more likely to incorporate those foods in their diet.
And they're gonna eat it. They're gonna try it. I've done this with children, and kids love to cook, and they get pretty excited when it tastes good. So let's get back to a beginning recipe that you would recommend for mom.
So I think I mentioned, you know, pasta with vegetables is a great place to start. It doesn't make a big mess. And then it's also, you know, really simple for kids. I like to start kids out who haven't cooked before on a sort of chopping a soft vegetable. And zucchini it's just about to be zucchini season. It can be chopped with a butter knife by a kid, you know, because it's fairly soft. And we actually have a recipe on the homepage of kidscookmonday.org right now. That's a pasta primavera with zucchini and tomatoes and whole wheat pasta, and it's really simple to put together. Kids can also help with the mixing step. That's a great beginner step for kids once all the veggies are chopped. And we actually have a list of kitchen tasks appropriate for different age groups on kidscookmonday.org that parents can check out if they're not sure what kids might be able to do.
All right. I want to just repeat this so that everybody can scramble and go there for their first outing with being in the kitchen with their kids. KidsCookMonday.com. It's just as it sounds, real simple. But I Monday for me would not be my first pick day for dinner because I'm already so ingrained in the week. I'm wondering why you picked. I mean, one night a week I think is very cool. Why'd you start with Monday?
We do get that question from time to time, and you know, I should put it out there that all of our recipes can be cooked any day of the week. But there's actually a lot of science behind Monday. Kids Cook Monday is a project of a nonprofit organization called the Monday Campaign, and we've done a lot of research that shows that Monday is the day people have health on the brain, whether they know it or not. You know, it's the day people are more likely to start a diet, an exercise routine. You know, after the weekend, they go, okay, I'm going to get my week off to the right start. And that's why the slogan for the Kids Cook Monday is start your week off right, make Monday family night. And, you know, it's just a great time for family schedule. You know, research also shows that even one family dinner a week is beneficial to kids in terms of their long-term risk of overweight and obesity. So, you know, if you can only make it happen one night, commit to that Monday night. And, you know, everyone knows they're going to try and be home for that meal. It's something to look forward to. I actually recently interviewed another dietitian named Bonnie Taub Dix, who has three grown sons, and she always cooked with her kids on Monday nights because it was a way to sort of extend the weekend fun, you know, keep the family time going into the work week.
Yeah, I love that. I think it's great to start on Monday. It just sets the pace for the whole week, too. You know, if there is a chance for you to cook again later in the week, then absolutely go for it. But getting it going on Monday just sets the tone for a whole week of healthy eating and doing it together with the whole family.
Yeah,
it's something we struggle to make sure that we keep up every Monday.
Well, we are out of time. That went awfully fast. Diana Rice, I thank you so much for being with us, and I hope everybody's inspired to go to Kids Cook Monday to find some recipes and get started cooking in the kitchen with your kids Monday, Tuesday, or any night of the week. The benefits are fabulous. And please go to our website, kidcritics.org, spelled with two Ks, for our recipes. And in the meantime, we sure hope you stay well and eat well.